Hello, I'm Domenico, and I'm with the Car Free St. Pete Committee, and I'm here with Tyler Gillespie, a local award-winning author who wrote The Thing About Florida. That's an awesome book that came out about a year or two ago now.
2021.
Welcome, Tyler. Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm so excited to be here.
So we did something fun today. I introduced Tyler to the Sun Runner, which is our new bus rapid transit system here in St. Pete. Tyler is a native to Pinellas County.
Get it right.
You grew up in Largo, but you live here in St. Pete now.
Yes.
And so this is your first time riding the Sun Runner. You typically drive to get around, right?
Right. I do drive a hybrid, though. Let the records show that.
Okay, let's let the records show that. You are helping the environment. The Sun Runner is our new bus rapid transit system that you could take right now for free until May. And then you can use your Flamingo card, which is you can get it on your phone as an app, and you just tap to get on. And it's kind of like an express bus. How would you describe it, Tyler?
Usually I'm not a big fan of running, so The Sun Runner surprised me, and I'm a fan of that. I was surprised by how fast it was. You know, we didn't have to pull any levers to stop it. It just stopped.
Right, it stops at every stop. I always get grossed out when I have to pull one of those strings or push a button.
Right.
This just stops at every stop. So it goes all the way from downtown, 3rd Street, all the way to, you can take it all the way to St. Pete Beach. We took it to the Grand Central District. We went to Tombolo Books. We went to Valkyrie Donuts, got way too many donuts, and had food at Freya's Diner. And it was like a fun day. And it was easy to get back on because they run every 15 minutes.
It was very easy. And they also have these cool like bike racks. I don't know if anybody told you this, but they are patented by... They only St. Pete has them. You put them on there.
They're like, pretty cool. Yeah.
They like not levitate, but they like, do some things.
They do some. There's like a mechanism.
It's really cool.
That makes them go vertical. So would you take the Sun Runner? You have a car, a hybrid car. Let me just reiterate that. You have a car. You don't need to take the Sun Runner, but would you take the Sun Runner?
No. Thank you for having me on today. A lot of fun. I like taking the Sun Runner. I love public transit. I think it's very glamorous. I like it because you can get on and you don't have to pay attention to driving and traffic and cars because that's so boring. You know, I'd rather pay attention to what's going on outside, the people on the bus, you know, all of that kind of thing. So I like that. And I would definitely take it if there was a stop that was convenient to my space and that I could walk to and there was somewhere that I needed to go, because parking downtown, I don't know who I need to talk to about that, but that needs to change, you know, because you can only park.
Parking downtown is getting
bad.
You
can only park for like 2 hours, you know?
To me, getting to the beach is always a pain. Parking at the beach is always a pain. But now, and I don't take a lot to the beach. I know some people bring like a whole, I don't know, like a barbecue set to the beach, but I just take my towel. And so it's going to be so nice taking the Sun Runner to the beach. And
I probably won't take it to the beach. I'm very pale, but I do support those who do. And I think it's cool because it opens up, you know, if you are at the beach, you can go all the way downtown. That's so convenient. That's a whole day.
Yeah.
You know, that's a whole, you can go to museums and the beach or whatever you're trying to do, you know, throw on a shirt. I think you would have to, you know, going to the museum. But
Yeah. I was surprised to see how many people were taking the bus to work, to the Sun Runner to work today, right? There were people in like uniform going to,
going to the club,
going to work. I think that's
you know, all kinds of people, young people. There was a lot of people. It was packed. There was one point where it was standing room only for us, you know. And so I think it's really, I'm excited and I'm happy that it's opening up potential possibilities for people to get jobs downtown or outside, if they, you know, wherever they live, it could open up different possibilities for folks for working.
Yeah, according to the Sun Runner website, there are 40,000 jobs along the route right now, and 50,000 residences. So the idea of connecting all those people is pretty awesome. And it stops right in the USF campus downtown, so students have access to all of that too, which is great. We probably went over our time that Radio St. Pete has given us, but thank you for spending the afternoon with me with the Sun Runner and chatting with me. Your Instagram again is
@ TylerMTG_. I had a great time on the Sun Runner. I love running towards the sun, away from it. Anytime you want to run towards the sun again, hit me up, DM me.
Yeah, I will. And if you want to find me on Instagram, I'm not as exciting as Tyler. I don't have any award-winning books, but I am at Boy in the Rain on Instagram. And stay tuned. Ride the Sunrunner and check it out. It's free. You have nothing to lose except maybe a Saturday.
And a parking ticket. You might lose that parking ticket if you take it. Honestly, they need to do something about that.
Yeah, it sounds like you've gotten a parking ticket
recently. I'm just upset about parking tickets in general.
Yeah. They're pretty annoying.
But anyway, that's for another podcast. That's
for a different podcast. That's for our parking ticket podcast.
Yes.
Coming soon to your podcast near you.
Bye.